this is Andy Fletcher. I'm from Depeche Mode, and you're listening to Kiss FM in Romania.
The very beginning of Depeche Mode, in 1980, you switched from classical instruments to synthesizer. History says that you had some odd jobs in order to earn enough money to buy electronic instruments. Do you recall some of those jobs?
I remember Vince worked in a yogurt making factory. Dave was working doing the windows in a shop. I was at a cleaning job, but by then me and Martin were working in London, you know, just like bank jobs and things like that. So it was just normal life, you know.
You're one of the few Western European bands to have ever played in communist countries during the 80s. This is kind of a triple question. What impact did the direct contact with communism have on you? And how did the authorities treat you? Were you regarded like some kind of danger, some kind of peril to society? And was there ever a plan to have a concert in communist Romania at the time?
We were treated very well. There was just strange things like during the sound check. There'll be, you know, normally in a sound check, you know, the whole hall is cleared, but there'll be about 2,000 police in the sound check, you know, because police can go anywhere. You know, they wanted to hear the sound check, you know.
Can you pinpoint the exact moment in time when Depeche Mode attained world fame and success?
Well, it was hard because, you know, we did it sort of gradually. First of all, we were big in the UK, and then Scandinavia, and then Germany, then France, then the US. So it was a gradual. It wasn't all of a sudden you were successful, you know.
I think that's the better way to do it.
Yeah. Which I suppose in a way was good because we learned how to handle things, you know, to a certain extent.
At first, music was an art. Now it's regarded as an industry. What would you say that the golden age of music was, in your opinion?
I think there's been some golden ages. 60s, obviously. But there's lots of good music in every age, you know. For us, I do believe that the early 80s in the UK was quite a magical moment with lots of groups and, you know, looking different and writing good pop songs, you know, and I think it was a good period for English pop.
Did you ever fall in love while on tour?
No, I fell in love with someone who from my local town.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still with her today.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed.